What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Breast.
What do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake when it has a pointy front?
A boat. String of beads.
If two men have a fight and one beats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really, what, the other one?
Beat him up.
Uh-huh. Now, remember before when we did mad and riled up? And you said that riled up would be worse than mad? This is what I want here too. Something much, he really got more than a beating. What would you say? He really
got a flogging?
Okay. And would you ever say he got a, that one man really whooped the other one? Or whipped him? Would you ever say anything like that?
Well, I'd use it this way. That man really got beat up.
What would it mean if you say that he got stomped? Or suppose someone said, you know, that man really got whooped up. What would you say? Did that mean?
Well, if he got whooped up, naturally he'd get stomped up.
And is that worse than getting beat, or is beat worse?
Stomped, yeah, that's worse than getting beat. Mm-hmm. You beat anyone with your fist. You stomp them with your feet.
I wouldn't want to get either. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? So he's down on his...
calves.
Did you ever hear someone say down on his hunches?
Yes, I've heard that.
Is there any difference? I think they mean down like this.
Well, the hunkers, the calves, I'd consider
well,
the calves.
What did you just say?
The calves of the legs.
Said hunkers?
Hunches.
Hunkers of the calves.
Thank you. What are some words that mean a very stingy person? You might say he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a
miser.
Any other?
He's stingy.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny looking clothes. You'd say he really looks
raggedy.
Okay, and suppose they're not torn or anything, but they're just funny looking.
Slouchy.